the buzzer, McCord on its way. Oh my goodness!
They have to get it. No timeouts, they do.
Courtside with Cats and Coach G, the definitive college basketball podcast.
Welcome to our NCAA tournament special, Courtside with Cats and Coach G. I'm Eddie Katz, along with my co-host Seth Greenberg. We're going to look at the Midwest Bracket 2017 NCAA tournament, and that tops with Kansas, the number one seed in the Midwest. So we're going to go through each game and advance a team to the Final Four in Glendale, Arizona. So let's start, Seth, overall. No surprise with Kansas being the top seed in the Midwest. This region will be played in Kansas City. What did you think of the Jayhawks earning that top spot?
Yeah, that was no surprise whatsoever, Eddie. But they've been a number one seed probably for the last 2 months, maybe even longer if you think about it. And, you know, the loss in the Big 12 tournament, I don't think it has any impact on it. No Josh Jackson. That kind of speaks volumes. Look, Josh Jackson is so important for him. He can defend. He's a great cutter. He runs the floor. He makes enough shots. He gives him a tough matchup. So, I mean, it wasn't a shock at all, and the loss in the Big 12 tournament really didn't do anything to change that in the committee's eyes, and it shouldn't have.
So let's stay in Tulsa, where these first-round games will be played. It's a Friday-Sunday regional, and the 8-9 matchup with Miami-Michigan State certainly is intriguing. You've got a Michigan State team that's never been healthy throughout the course of the season. Obviously, a star player and in Bridges. Miami, which started to play much better in the latter part of the season, did beat Syracuse but couldn't advance further than that in the ACC tournament. You saw them in person. What do you think of that matchup in that 8-9 game?
Yeah, both teams played well down the stretch to earn a berth in the NCAA tournament, which is a good thing. You know, I look at Miami, and look, it's pack line defense. It's keeping their guards out of the lane. It's Brown knocking down jumpers and Newton getting in the lane and Reed being a hybrid wing player. And then their front court screening, ball screening, running to the rim and playing, you know, very aggressive defensively. It's a Michigan State team that's getting better. They're getting better. And, I think it starts with Nick Ward, a guy that can establish in a low block. Obviously, Miles Bridges is a very, very tough matchup. And then in the backcourt, I think Katchus Winston's really made a big difference to this team. Comes off the bench but gets some easy offense. I think the Michigan State's seen this pack line defense before. A lot of teams in the Big Ten play the pack line. I think that the speed game of Michigan State, getting them more easy baskets, will be important. If Ward stays out of foul trouble, and I expect him to stay out of foul trouble, I look for Michigan State to win.
I agree with you. So we're going to advance Kansas against Michigan State. This is not going to be a 1-16 upset. I don't see any of them this year, but let's just advance. We're going to do Kansas and Michigan State. All right, so let's go to the next part of the upper part of your Midwest bracket. These games will be played in Milwaukee. You've got a 12-5 matchup with Iowa State and Nevada and Purdue and Vermont in a 4-13. You know, look, I heard on Sunday people sort of already talking about Nevada, trendy pick out of the Mount West as a possible 12-5. But I really like this Iowa State team. I love them at the beginning of the season when I saw them down in Orlando. They've got big shot makers, which is a great line that you always say. They may be undersized, but they got experienced guys who aren't afraid to take and make the big-time shots. So I actually like Iowa State holding off a potential 12-5 upset. And then I would still go with Purdue over Vermont, even though Vermont is hot. I don't see how they can contain Haas and Swanigan inside. So I'm going first this time. I'm going Iowa State-Purdue advancing. What do you see?
Yeah, I think Iowa State's going to advance. I'll tell you, they're going to have to play well. This is a very good Nevada team. Marcus Marshall can really shoot the ball and shoot with range. They rebound the basketball. Oliver is a terrific rebounder and runner. Jordan Caroline is another guy that gets to the glass, who's got big size. But Iowa State spreads you out. Iowa State gets in the lane. Iowa State doesn't turn the basketball over. I think Deontay Burton is a very difficult matchup. I think Iowa State advances, and I think Purdue advances. And the one concern for Purdue moving forward is they don't have a lot of guys who can go make a play. They run great offense. They punch it inside. They can really shoot the three, which makes you make the decision. Do you double on the post? If you double on the post, they kick it out. Bang, they shoot the three. They're really good defensively. But when they need a basket in short clock, They don't have a guy who can make a play. So I have Iowa State, and I'll have Purdue advancing, and then I have Iowa State beating Purdue.
All right, well, you're getting a little ahead of here, but we'll discuss that in a minute.
All right, we'll discuss that in a minute. Hold that thought.
All right, let's go down. All right, yes, hold that thought. All right, let's go down to the bottom part of the Midwest bracket with Sacramento, a 6-11 matchup, Creighton and Rhode Island. What's interesting here is that Mark Hollis, the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee chair, told me on Sunday night that Rhode Island was in the field regardless of what happened against VCU on Sunday. So before I even break that game down with you, what do you think of the fact that the Rams were in the field even if they had lost to VCU?
I actually had them in the field, and I think you look at Rhode Island, I think the reason they were in the field is they're healthy. I mean, they were not healthy early in the season. EC Matthews was hurt. Hassan Martin missed games. They weren't whole, but when they were whole, they were really good. Their defensive numbers are terrific. They're extremely athletic at every position. They're a very good basketball team.
So who do you like?
I like Rhode Island. I like their athleticism. I like their ability to defend. I like their physicality. I like Rhode Island advancing that game.
All right, see, we're agreeing a lot already. So I do as well. All right, so the other game in Sacramento, in that pod, if you will be Oregon taking on Iona in a 3-14. Just horrible news for Oregon at this time of the year. Chris Boucher, really any time, out for the rest of the season with a torn ACL. Couldn't play in their Pac-12 tournament title game against Arizona. So how does that change the Ducks here in the NCAA tournament?
One less rim protector, and more importantly, Boucher's ability to stretch a defense. You can put him in the corner. You got to guard him on penetration and kickouts. He knocks down the three. He can play in the high post. He opens up the floor. The game just got more difficult for Jordan Bell. That's really what it comes down to, because when Bell and Boucher play together, it's really hard to defend. Without Boucher, now it's easier to shrink the court off the opposite post on Bell. So the game's become more difficult for Bell, but Oregon's going to win the basketball game.
All right, so I agree with you on that one. All right, let's continue down. This pod will be played in Indianapolis. You've got Michigan coming off the Big Ten tournament title run, taking on an Oklahoma State team that you've told me for weeks, months, that you thought was one of the better, sort of best-kept secrets as they were rising up in the Big 12. So that's a 7-10 matchup, and then you've got a 2-15 in Louisville-Jacksonville State. Louisville bounced out by Duke in the ACC tournament in Brooklyn. So it's first deal with Michigan, Oklahoma State. Michigan on a great run. We all know the story of what happened to them with their planes getting off the runway. I'm not sure if they're going to continue playing. They make their way to Washington, D.C., and they win the Big Ten tournament title. Four wins in 4 days for the Wolverines. Just a remarkable story. And now they hit him with quite a bit of momentum. How do you like them against the Cowboys?
Yeah, this is one of my 7-10 upsets. I like Oklahoma State. Watch the guard play here, because the guard play is going to be really interesting. You're talking about Derek Walton and Juwan Evans, two terrific guards. I like the way Oklahoma State spreads you out. I think they're disciplined defensively. Jeffrey Carroll is one of the most improved players in the country. I've got Oklahoma State with the upset.
Yeah, I'm actually, Seth, I'm agreeing with you here. And I don't know how much of an upset it is. It's a seed upset, but I think that those that have watched Oklahoma State, as you have intently, can see that they're a really good basketball team. And obviously you have Louisville advancing as well, correct?
I have Louisville advancing. Yes, I do.
All right. So before we get to the next round, I just want to remind everyone that you can get all the help you need with 24 hours of bracket coverage like you've never seen before. Tune into ESPN's Tournament Challenge Marathon. The fun starts Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. It's time to, of course, fill out your tournament brackets. That's what we're doing here on Courtside in the Midwest bracket. So let's go to the next round. We've got a Kansas-Michigan State game. Obviously, these two schools know each other very well. They've played multiple times in the Champions Classic, in other events around the country. 1-9 matchup. If Michigan State was healthy, I might like them a little bit more. But who do you like?
You know, it's interesting. A great matchup, Josh Jackson, Miles Bridges. I mean, incredible matchup there. And then you got Ward against the experience of Landon Lucas. I just think the backcourt of Kansas is better. I think when you look at Frank Mason, Devontae Graham, they're just better, and I think that's where the game's going to be won, and I think Kansas advances.
All right, I agree with you on that. Iowa State-Purdue, should I go first?
Whatever you'd like, Andy. It's like a quiz.
All right, well, I'm riding the Cyclones. I'm going Iowa State over Purdue.
I think this will be an interesting game. Can Purdue contain the dribble penetration of Iowa State, and then can Iowa State defend on the block with the bigs of Purdue? I think Purdue makes enough threes to stretch the defense. I think Swanigan gets to the glass, and I think that Purdue wins this game.
All right, so we have our first disagreement. Rhode Island, Oregon. Who advances out of that?
Yeah, I like Oregon. I can see Rhode Island winning the game, but I do like Oregon. I think it's going to take some time. I think they have good enough guard play to deal with the pressure of Rhode Island. I think that, you know, when you have Brooks and Dorsey, those two guys really match up well with the perimeter game of Rhode Island, and I think Oregon advances.
All right, once again, we agree on that. So let's now go to an Oklahoma State-Louisville matchup. Who do you like?
Yeah, I like Louisville in that game. And I think that the size, the length, and the matchup zone will contain as best you can Juwan Evans. I think that they'll do a pretty good job on Carroll with the length at the rim, even and defend him on the perimeter. I think that the depth of Louisville's front court will be the difference in this basketball game. The one thing is Donovan Mitchell must stay out of foul trouble.
All right, so we agree on that as well. So now we've got a Sweet 16 in the Midwest of Kansas versus Iowa State for me, Kansas versus Purdue for you, and we both agree on Oregon-Louisville. So let's start where we agree on the bottom part of the bracket first. In an Oregon, a hypothetical Oregon-Louisville matchup, who do you like?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Oregon. And it's hard without Boucher, but I do like their guards. I like Brooks' toughness. I like Dorsey's shot-making. I think Jordan Bell, by this time, we'll have some games underneath him where he's got to be more of a focal point and be more engaged. I think the backcourt and the ball handling, the decision-making of Pritchard and Benson will be solid, and I have Oregon win this game.
All right, I agree with you on that one as well, but now here's where we differ. Kansas versus Purdue for you, Kansas versus Iowa State for me. Go first.
Yeah, I've got Kansas winning the game. I think that Kansas will have to battle on the boards, but I think, again, the guard play and Purdue's inability to make plays off the bounce, short clock, I think Frank Mason wills his team to this win.
So I think we're going to get an epic game in a Sweet 16 matchup round three between Kansas and Iowa State. I think it potentially could be an overtime game. Iowa State's going to make some threes. But I picked Kansas at the beginning of the year to go to the Final Four. I can't see drifting away from them just because they lost to TCU without Josh Jackson in the Big 12 tournament. So I'm going to go back, and I'm going to have Kansas advancing to the Elite Eight. And we both agree it would be a Kansas-Oregon matchup. Who do you like going to the Final Four?
Yeah, I like Kansas going to the Final Four. And, you know, it goes back to the same thing for me. I mean, it goes back to their guard play. It goes back to Jackson's ability to run and make plays. I think Landon Lucas stays out of foul trouble. I think they're more consistent in the half court at times in terms of execution and shot selection. But Mason's the difference in that game.
And let's not dismiss, even though they've lost in Kansas City as, you know, as early as a couple days ago, this would be in Kansas City. So it would be a decided Kansas City Kansas advantage in Kansas City. And I do think that would matter. And so I'm going to go with Kansas as well to get to the Final Four by beating Oregon in the Elite Eight. Thanks for listening to our breakdown of the Midwest region here on Courtside. Make sure you check out our shows for each of the other regions in the podcast feed. Also, be sure to stick with our podcast throughout the tournament as we continue to break it all down until a winner is crowned in Glendale, Arizona. For Seth Greenberg, I'm Andy Katz. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Courtside with Katz and Coach G. You can listen or subscribe on the ESPN app or download and listen on Apple Podcasts. Courtside with Katz and Coach G.